SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump and the Republican Party say they raised more than $65.6 million in March. Lisa Dwyer reports.
Donald Trump and the Republican National Committee closed out the month of March with $93.1 million in their campaign accounts. That's a significant increase as they try to catch up to the fundraising of President Joe Biden and the Democrats. Biden and the Democratic National Committee have not yet released their fundraising numbers for March, but their political operation says they brought in $53 million in February and closed out that month with $155 million cash on hand. Biden has been fundraising jointly with his party since he launched his reelection campaign, while Trump first had to clear a field of challengers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Muslim Americans continue to be angry with President Biden over the Israel-Hamas war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president's plans for an iftar dinner this week were scaled back when invited Muslim American leaders refused to attend. A meeting was scheduled instead to hear from the Arab community. One of the attendees was Dr. Thayer Ahmad, a Palestinian-American ER doctor. He told CNN that he walked out of the meeting with President Biden and Vice President Harris after telling them what he witnessed while treating hospital patients in Gaza. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Prosecutors in Michigan are recommending at least 10 years in prison for two parents who are in the first in the U.S. to be held criminally responsible for their son shooting up a school, killing four students. Jennifer and James Crumbly will return to court on April 9th, weeks after being convicted of involuntary manslaughter. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 43 points, the NASDAQ rose 37, the S&P advanced 5. This is SRN News. A new poll of Hispanic pastors.
With the Latin American population of the U.S. surging, Lifeway Research decided it was time to learn more about the men who lead churches in that community. According to the Lifeway study, 82% of Hispanic pastors are evangelicals, compared to 17% who serve in mainline denominations. 70% of them have some type of higher education, including 44% who have graduate degrees, but only about half are pastors full-time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican will publish a new document on gender next week, and more than a billion Catholics are holding their breath. The church has been in turmoil since last December when the Pope authorized priests to offer blessings to same-sex couples. That decision sparked a split amongst Catholic leaders, with many bishops around the world openly denouncing the pontiff and refusing to obey. The new document will also reportedly address surrogacy. This is SRN News. Scammers look for ways to trick people into giving them money year-round, but the tax season can be particularly fraught.
Experts say tax season is prime time for scammers. And here's one way you may be able to tell if a scammer has stolen your identity. You try to file your tax return and the IRS says, "Hey, wait a minute, you've already filed." That usually means somebody else filed in your name to try to get a refund. There are ways you can protect yourself from scammers during tax season, including setting up an identity protection PIN with the IRS. And don't answer phone calls from numbers you don't recognize. You can be scammed via phone, text, email, and social media. I'm Rita Foley.
More and more businesses are taking advantage of the total solar eclipse set to dim skies across North America next week. Krispy Kreme is teaming up with Oreo to sell a limited donut cookie creation. More at SRNNews.com.